97.7 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Get out of here, you damn purple dinosaur.
Is this the loudest intro we have?
I can crank it up a little. Blowing out people's speakers.
God. No! It's the loudest thing on the radio station.
Oh my God. People's heads are just going to explode.
Moms from the 90s, PTSD.
Hit the ground. Hit the dirt. Get to cover. Good morning,
everything
everybody.
Everything goes silent like a flashbang went off. What's going on? Everything's in slow motion.
People are talking to him, but you can't hear the words. You just see the mouth moving.
That damn Barney's wrong. It's a Barney's wrong.
Barney, are you okay? Oh, man.
Damn you, Barney.
That was loud. Yeah, my ears hurt now. Anyway.
It was loud.
Sorry, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter. 8:43. We got to keep her cruising here before we get behind like we always do. And it's time for everyone's favorite bit, stupid quickies.
I'm gonna turn this one.
Yeah, this one's worth blasting right here. Preview. How about this? Big day today, Hunter. Today is National Drink Beer Day. Oh, yeah. Beers, yes. And beers and beers and beers and beers and beers.
Beers and beers.
I love beer. I love it. And maybe too much. Maybe too much. But
it really is good. You know how many different types of beers there are nowadays?
It is a little daunting to, like, when you get there and then you
know, much like cable now, like on TV, you know, you had your old Farmer 5 back in the day. Now you get, like, thousands of channels.
Yeah.
Same thing happened with beer.
Yeah.
Used to have your old Farmer 5 back in the day, but now, I mean, there's warehouses. Walls of choices.
That's not a bad problem to have, but you got to know going in what you're in the mood for, because otherwise you're just going to stand there going,
Even so. Yeah. Like, has anybody really tried all of them? Is that possible?
I think you die if you tried all of them. I don't think that's not a good thing.
Like, it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
Like, for somebody to go in there with an open mind, like, you know, I'm going to try something new. I walk out with something I've already had because it's too much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not only are there different kinds of beers, there's trillions of beers within that kind.
I know. At some point, I just want to be like, just give me a beer. Like, I'm thirsty. Just give me a beer. I don't care. Just put something in front of me. Just make it easy on me, okay? Just give me a beer.
There's, like, so many choices. I feel like if I choose something, I'm going to walk out with something that's terrible.
Damn it.
You know, that's my luck. I know what my luck is.
Damn it. I got the wrong one.
It's not good.
I'll be honest. I've been in a big IPA kick recently, but I'm not pretentious about it, all right? There's nothing worse than...
So what's the IPA?
It's an Indian Pale Ale.
Indian Pale Ale. Yeah. So what's that? Does it have a certain taste to it? Yeah, all of them have a certain taste?
It's just like a heartier light beer. It'd be the best way to describe it. Beer. Yeah.
Okay.
Again, I'm
sound
not
bad. Doesn't sound
I'm not
bad.
Diving deep into it. Because, again, I just want to drink the beer. But, yeah, I'm in kind of an IPA phase. I don't know.
Like, I know one thing about beers. I don't like sour beers. I know that.
Yeah. I don't like the beers you can chew.
There's so many choices out there.
I don't like the beers that are thick enough where it's like a hearty soup.
Neither.
You know?
Yeah, the malt beers are real thick. Somebody gave me a dragon's milk one time. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Beer shouldn't have milk anywhere near it, all right? Yeah.
Right. Is this yogurt? What is this?
Yeah, I don't know. Just give me a beer, all right? Give me a beer. Anyway.
I love beers.
Beers? You're having beers?
Hey, happy National Beer Drinking Day.
What about this? In a new poll, 20% of people say they do not like their own birthday, including 6% who hate it. I'm not saying I don't like my birthday. I just don't care about it anymore. At this point, being the age I'm at, no one cares.
There. What do you mean you don't like your birthday? What do you mean by that?
I haven't hated people giving me cake and presents. F you guys. Yeah. F you guys.
Like the actual day? I mean, does the day matter?
I don't know. I don't know why.
If you could change the day of your birthday, would you?
Mine? No, I like mine because mine's right around Memorial Day. So I usually get like 3-day weekends around my birthday. So it's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's nice.
It's in the middle of summer, August.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't mind. Again, I just don't make a big fuss out of it at this point, you know? The next big one for me is 40, and then it's 50, and then I'm dead. All right? So it's basically...
Nobody really cares. I mean, yeah, after a certain age, it really just doesn't matter anymore.
Just relax on it. Whatever. We're all just getting older.
What about this, though? What if your birthday came and nobody... said anything.
Like nothing?
Your mom, Grant, nobody, no. Like 16 candles situation. You know, like nobody even acknowledged it. Like that kind of hits you a little
I think
hard,
that would bother me a little bit. Like, yeah, if even Nana didn't call me and say, well, happy birthday. Like, I'm like, what the hell, Nana? It's my birthday today. Oh, I forgot.
But think about this. Once you bring it up, the sympathy, it's like the sympathy sex. You know, the sympathy you get after that is almost better.
That's true.
You're like extra presents.
Extra cake. Yeah, that's
you
right.
You better make up for forgetting.
F you guys. You forgot it. Now you got to go big. Now you got to go big. All right. Well, come on.
Strategy.
Anyway, happy birthday, you sons of bitches. Lastly, the world's hottest pepper eating contest finally ended after 3 intense tiebreakers. Yeah, that's the reason it ended, because everyone died.
Their heads melted off of their body.
The winner ate 3 dragon's breath peppers. Like, that doesn't...
sounds
miserable. Why are you putting that in your body? Like, look, I enjoy spice. I enjoy heat. I do. But there's a point where it's just too much, you know?
It's just the videos. It's just YouTube it. You get through 2 videos, you'd be like, I'm never doing that ever. The look of pain in these people's eyes. You know when you look at somebody and you're like, oh, my God. Like, yeah. They're in pain.
They're not doing well. And here's the other thing, too, is I'm not impressed at that point. I'm almost just like, you're an idiot. Like, I'm not like, oh, that was
so. So, Brock, do we still have those ghost peppers in the studio?
No, those are gone. Those got thrown out.
You threw
out.
Them away? Those are expensive.
Those got thrown out. I will pay you
God
the money
dang
for
it.
It because you know what? That's just dangerous.
You
know, it doesn't need to be around.
It looked like a bag of wheat. We had it hanging on the studio wall. And it did. It looked like a bag of wheat.
I wish someone would have came in and tried to smoke it and then died.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, somebody did. John Jay put a little on his finger and had to go home.
Yeah, he had to go home. Why are you doing
it for the
that?
Rest of the day?
Why are you doing that to yourself?
Why are you doing that, man?
That's really what I look at with all these pepper-eating people. Is this just... Why are you doing it to yourself? Because also, too, it hurts going down. It hurts coming out, too.
So we were at Wings the other day, and the wife put the wall sauce on her. Just a tiny...
What an idiot.
No, you know what she did? She put a toothpick in it and just dabbed it on her on her tongue. She walked away with a sore on her lip.
Yeah. What an idiot, all right? You knew what was going to happen.
I want my head to be on fire. Do you have any of that?
Hey, do you have anything that makes it feel like I had sex with Satan? Do you have anything that makes it feel like Satan raw-dogged me? All right? Because that's what I want. All right?
Can you just douse my noggin in gasoline and just light me on fire?
Set it on fire. That's what I want. That'll make my day worth it.
There we go. Will that win the contest?
Will that make people improve? Will that get me on the wall? Jesus.
You look like a Ghost Rider or whatever that is.
You look like Nicolas Cage in Ghost Rider when he turns into the flaming skeleton. Boy, what a fun hobby you have, eating hot peppers. All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Wednesday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Chris Killian. We'll be back.
Take a